On October 20th, 2009, some of the best and brightest minds in social media will converge on Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, a social media confab. This podcast features Steve Phillips, who will be presenting on search engine optimization and social media optimization. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. Hi, this is David Bowman. I am joined by Steve Phillips, search engine consultant and principal at Purple Trout, a company that specializes in helping clients earn higher website rankings in Google, Bing, and other search engines. Steve, how are you today?
Doing good, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. You are going to be one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting at the upcoming Summit Up event, Social Media Confab, held October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton. And I wanted to start by asking, what can those who attend your breakout session specifically at Summit Up, what can they learn about search engine optimization, search engine marketing, as well as anything else?
They're going to hear a lot of good jokes.
Who doesn't love that?
But, in more specific, the good stuff that they can take and use them on the search engine optimization level, we're going to talk about a little bit about the basics that people forget in SEO and some reminders of the rules of the road there, and then how you can tie your search engine marketing or your pay-per-click campaigns, you know, into your search engine optimization campaign. We might get a little bit geeky and talk a bit about, you know, some analytics and some things you can look at, and then, you know, some advanced steps that you can take in, you know, getting your website ranked higher on those targeted keywords.
All that is just, in a world, you know, driven by search, that is just so powerful, so powerful.
Oh, yeah, and I think that people either discount it, or sometimes they forget about it, or, you know, heaven forbid, they maybe have tried some things and they give up. So our interest is, you know, let's get back to all the stuff that you're supposed to be doing. Let's update you on some new things, and let's give you some tools that you could use, especially when we're talking about, you know, content and link building.
Well, that sounds great. One of the things that I guess will be sort of a running theme, obviously, with the event is social media. And can you talk about how social media, social technology is changing internet search?
It's huge, because now people are, as you know, we're going to Twitter to do search. We're going to YouTube to do search. And by the way, YouTube is the second largest search engine. Some people forget about YouTube as being a search engine, but YouTube is the second largest search engine. And you know, as you and I have discussed in the past, we're going to Facebook to, you know, ask our friends that we trust, you know, where can I find a good plumber, or where do you take your car to get repaired? But on the other hand, those same social media tools that people are using to do, you know, search and get referrals and references from, they're starting to play more and more an important role, you know, in search engine optimization, because the whole key behind all of this is to be found. And you want people to find you in all those social media places as well.
I think that's great. I think there are certainly a lot of interest in that area specifically right now.
And we're taking it, we're taking our clients to the next level, because we're looking at ways that we're tying in social media with search engine optimization. And we're using the term social media optimization. So how do you optimize your social media efforts like you would your search engine efforts in order to be found in those spaces?
I think that is so relevant to the world in which we live.
As you know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then looking at, you know, where are you going to invest your time, or where are you going to invest your dollar, and where are you going to get more bang for your buck, and trying to be in all those
other trends do you see emerging in the world of internet search?
Well, I think that from a Google standpoint, and this could go across the board in a lot of other search engines. You know, the last couple of years, there's been a lot of talk on, you know, the percentage of people that didn't go past the third page of search results, and the percentage of people that don't go past the second page, and how what's the percentage of people that don't go past the first page? Well, where we are such a right now society where if we can't get the result immediate, we're going to either fine-tune the results or we're going to go somewhere else. So when people are performing a search in a search engine, what we're seeing is now people don't want to scroll down on that first page of results. So it's becoming more and more important to be in a pay-per-click ad that you're at the top or on the right-hand side that's visible above the scroll, that you're in Google Maps or Yahoo Maps, and or you're one of the top three positions. So we've heard from a lot of people that said, you know, number five is like number 10, and number 11 is forget it. So that's like, wow.
Oh,
and then I think the other thing that's going to be, that's starting to be big, and I think is going to continue to be an interesting thing to watch in search, is what's going to happen with Bing in the Yahoo-Microsoft merger issue.
Yeah, it's staggering just how, I mean, the idea of search engines in and of themselves is a bit amazing, that you can type in two words and pretty quickly, you know, the fact that you can find it in three pages still amazes me. And, you know, we are always looking for better, faster, cheaper. And if I can get it in one result more often, boy, that creates a huge opportunity.
Exactly. So it's like, can I find it fast? Can I find it local if need be? And then what search engine is going to give me the best result, you know, if I'm going to use a Google, Yahoo, or Bing?
I think it'll be fun to see as GPS begins to become more integrated with search as well. So you mentioned local, and not just local to my permanent address, but local to within 100 yards of where I'm standing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, GPS, cell phone, you know, here I am, and what's the nearest, subway? And, you know, the result is, you know, walk one block and turn left, and it's on the corner. And it's like, that's kind of, some people are like, wow, that's really cool. And some people are like, oh, I don't want anybody to know where I am.
I drift back and forth between those two regularly.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So you're also attending Summit Up. So as an attendee, who are you most excited about seeing present?
Well, I joked earlier that I wanted to hear you speak because I never have heard you present, but you and I are speaking against each other, so we'll trade notes at lunch. But when I look down through the list, I've never heard Kevin Dugan speak. I know Kevin, and we've had lunch before, and we've talked a lot, but I haven't heard him speak. Ari Isaac, another keynote speaker in the morning. I would like to hear his presentation. And then at the 10 o'clock hour, most of the people that are in there, Brian LeCount, and Kendra Ramirez, and Deva Halpert, I know all those individuals, and I've heard them speak several times. And I know Jennifer McClure, who's speaking on HR and recruiting, but I've never heard her present. So I think in that 10 o'clock time frame, I'm going to go see Jennifer, and I promise to her that I will not heckle, because if I do, she'll come into my 11 o'clock session, and she'll return the favor, I'm sure. So, but a lot of talented people in this conference, and I know a lot of them, and the people who are attending, there's a lot to pick from, and if you don't get to hear someone speak at a certain time frame, and you're trying to decide, oh, do I, go see David Bowman, or do I go see Steve Phillips? Well, whichever one you don't get to see, then, you go sit next to that person at lunch, and in the afternoon there's a free time for, you know, book signing and networking, then go seek out that person and ask them some questions. And if it's me, ask me some questions. Ask me for my notes or my handouts. You know, I love talking about search and search strategies, and I want to know what kinds of questions and concerns people and companies have about that. So when I'm there, you know, find me out and pick my brain, because I'm interested in what everyone has to say and how everybody's looking at this.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping a lot of people grab their flip cams and do a lot of videoing, and of course using Twitter to talk in sort of a back channel about what's going on. I'm sure there'll be a lot of, gosh, I wish I would have seen Steve Phillips instead of coming sitting here through Dave's speech. And
well, I'm just going to follow everyone that is in your presentation on Twitter while I'm doing my presentation. How's that?
There you go, and then it'll make you feel better about yourself.
A Twitter account on the presentation screen.
That would be great. You can use that as lending credibility to your presentation as people badmouth mine.
Well, I'm sure that is not going to happen.
Let's hope not. Well, it's not a long drive up to Dayton from Cincinnati. I'm squaring downtown right now. It's about an hour to get up to Wright State. Why do you think people should consider attending Summit Up, whether they're Cincinnati or Columbus, Dayton, parts unknown? Why do you think it's a good idea to go to this event?
Well, I've always been a big believer that, Cincinnati and Dayton and Columbus and this whole tri-state area has a lot of talented individuals that are, working and consulting in this search, social media space. And there's so, many times where people will say, well, I need to go to L.A. for this conference. And we had a client last week that said, hey, do you think this conference will be good? Well, yeah, it's in San Francisco. That part might be good. But, there's so much great talent here that I don't think you always need to, go to Atlanta to hear somebody speak, and you don't need to go to New York to hear the same thing. And the keynote speaker in the afternoon is Chris Brogan, and I know that he's speaking at a social media event in Atlanta on Friday, and I was actually considering going to that event, and I'm like, well, he's coming up here to Dayton. Why drive or fly all the way to Atlanta to see him? Why not just wait for a month and, catch him right in my backyard and you can sleep in your own bed and it's a quick drive and it's not going to snow and then you'll get a chance to network with a lot of great talent and with a lot of people that have the same questions and maybe even the same knowledge that you do, and we can share on a local front than, trying to go to, New York or L.A. to, maybe not get as much good information as what's right here in your own backyard.
Yeah, and I'm really excited as well to meet a couple hundred other people that have a lot of shared interests. And, in this day and age, it's about carving out a niche and then finding people to collaborate with. And I think there's going to be a lot of interesting partnerships made that day, hopefully. So.
And people are going to come away, and I even expect this, that anyone that is attending and or speaking, you're going to come away with several things that you can start using that very same day. And I don't doubt for one bit that anyone is going to walk away from this event and say, I didn't get much out of it, because, I'm expecting to get a lot out of it. And I think anyone that attends, will, and there's definitely a lot of good speakers, there's a lot of good ideas, and by the time you and I are recording this podcast and the time the event happens, there's going to be something new come out, because there always is, and we'll all be talking about that.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I am excited to see you in Dayton in October, if not sooner, and looking forward to us having that conversation as well as a bunch of other ones.
All right, David, sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me on today. And if I don't catch you soon, we always see each other on Twitter every day. And otherwise, we'll heckle each other in Dayton.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.